3, 2, 1. 7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Okle and this is the Sweat 7. You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes.
Stop immediately if you feel unwell.
Good morning, crew. It is a full body workout day today, and it's a pretty pacey one, this one. 30 seconds only on each move, with 30 seconds to rest. But some of these moves, a bit more of a challenge, so expect that heart rate to drive up, expect to get a bit of a sweat on. But as you know, it's only 7 minutes of work and then you are done. So we're going to get started with your forward lunges before moving into your jumping lunges. Then it is bunny hops up and over either side of the mat before we hold a low plank for 30. Then into the upper body, we go shoulder taps for 30. Before mountain climbers for 30, finishing off with bear crawls forward and back along the mat, working the shoulders and working into the legs on that last one. So as always, if any of those exercises don't make sense or you just want to double check the form or how it works, check out the videos on @thesweat7pod. Before we get started, forward lunges, jump lunges, bunny hops, low plank, shoulder taps, mountain climbers, finishing with bear crawls. We're going to get started then with alternating forward lunges in 10 seconds time.
9, 8, 7.
So on your feet, we get going in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
30 seconds of forward lunges. Big stride forward on one side and then over to the other. Good, so getting those legs warmed up, getting them ready for what's to come. 30 on, 30 off. And we get pretty pacey with some of these moves today. 10 more seconds on your forward lunges. Last 3, 2, 1. Good, so in 30 seconds time, it is jumping lunges. So from one side to the other, starting to jump those lunges out. You got 20 seconds to get ready for it. So keeping your chest up nice and tall on these. Heart rate goes up, work rate goes up. Push through it in 5 seconds. Jumping lunges, 3, 2, 1. Here we go then, let's really get this workout started. Jumping lunges from one side to the other, remembering to bend nice and deep into that back knee before we switch over to the other side. So we're really activating in both legs each time. Good, 10 more seconds on these jumping lunges. Last 5, 3, 2, 1.
Rest.
30 seconds to catch your breath before we bring it down to your bunny hops. I love a bunny hop. So hands are going to be on the mat. You're going to kick your heels up and over the mat. If you can, bringing your heels all the way up to your bum and then landing onto the other side. So controlling it through the shoulders, power through the legs. In 10 seconds time, it is 30 seconds of bunny hops up and over that mat.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Get into those bunny hops. So try and control it. Try not to land super heavily as we move up and over. So using those shoulders to control the middle part of that arc. And the challenge here is that as soon as you land on one side, I want you up and over to the other. 10 more seconds. Well then, you got 5 seconds. Give me one or two more. 3, 2, 1. Get a well-earned moment to catch your breath here. So it's 30 seconds of rest, 30 seconds of low plank, and then another 30 seconds of rest. So enjoy this time. We're going to call this low plank an active recovery. A move where you can catch your breath a little bit in 5 seconds' time. 3, 2, 1. Go. Set up into that low plank on your forearms. Good, and we are just holding it here for 30 seconds. So breathe, find that form, and then just hold it. Shoulders stacked over your elbows, shoulders away from the ears. You are almost there. It's only 8 more seconds in this low plank. Last 3, 2, 1. Good, all right, let's get into the second half then, upper body half of this workout. We are going to come into shoulder taps next. So we've had a bit of time to recover, to catch our breath. We're going to come back into your high plank and we shoulder tap from one side to the other. I want these nice and pacey, but without swinging from side to side, if possible. We go in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Go. Here we go then, 30 seconds of shoulder taps. So we slowed the pace down for a minute or so. We're gonna bring it back up now. Reach in one hand to opposite shoulder, hand comes straight down over to the other side. 1, 2, bounce, bounce through the shoulder taps. We've got just 10 more seconds on them. Good, last 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Breathe. We have got just 2 moves to go. Give those shoulders a bit of a shake. We are coming into your mountain climbers next. So we're bringing it back to that high plank position, driving opposite knee in towards your chest and then firing it back. Nice and pacey on these, like a horizontal sprint. We go in 10 seconds' time.
7, 6.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go. Here we go then, mountain climbers for 30 seconds. 1, 2, bounce, bounce. Your second to last exercise. We power through it. We breathe heavily. We start to get a bit of a sweat on if we haven't already. Knowing that the end is in sight. Good, really nice work. You've got less than 10 seconds on these. You've got 3, 2, 1. Great work. 1 move to go. It is your bear crawl. So to set up into this bear crawl, you're going to come onto all fours and then lift the knees just an inch or so off the ground so that back stays parallel with the ground. Shins are parallel with the ground. We move forward, opposite hand to opposite foot.
10.
Or opposite hand and opposite foot.
8. 7,
3 or 4 paces
6,
forward, 3 5, or 4 paces back.
4,
in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
30 seconds of bear crawls. So moving it forward with control, moving it back. So everything is working here. Your thighs, your shoulders, your core. Keep it moving for just over 15 seconds. 3 or 4 paces forward, 3 or 4 back. Continuous, consistent pace for the next 8 seconds. Good, you have got 3, 2, 1. And guess what? You are done. So in less than 7 minutes, hopefully we worked every single part of your body there. Hopefully you feel awake, alive, ready for the day. Have a good one. We will see you back here for yet more Sweat 7.
Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Ockel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.